Creation Days, Interpretation or Authority?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the fascinating children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, many Christians claim that there can be different interpretations of the creation days in Genesis chapter 1. How do you respond?
Well, one of our Answers in Genesis speakers, Dr. Terry Mortensen, has some good thoughts on this. You see, while recently discussing the issue of the creation days in Genesis with a seminary professor, Dr. Mortensen indicated that the real issue was over biblical authority. But the professor insisted that it wasn't an authority issue, but one of being able to justify different interpretations of the creation days. Now, it's true that when you read the Bible, you have to interpret it. But when it comes to Genesis chapter 1, a literal interpretation of the text makes it very obvious that the creation days have to be 6 literal 24-hour days. The real reason most seminary professors, like the one I just mentioned, allow for different interpretations of these creation days is not because of the text of Scripture, but actually because they've been influenced by the world to believe in millions of years. Then they try to fit the millions of years into the Bible by wrongly interpreting the days of creation as long periods of time. Therefore, it really is an issue of authority. And the professors are sadly making fallible man the authority instead of God's word.
Taking God's word at face value, the earth is actually young, not millions of years old. Find out more when you go to our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.